This was the verdict Ahmed Arbery's family had hoped for.
That is life plus 20.
Travis McMichael and his father, Gregory, given the maximum sentence for murdering 25-year-old Arbery after chasing him through a Georgia neighborhood in February of 2020. William Roddy Brown, who joined in the chase, was given a mandatory murder sentence of life imprisonment, but with the possibility of parole after 30 years. The judge said that he, unlike his co-defendants, had displayed some remorse. All three can appeal their sentences, but also face a federal hate crimes trial next month. Before the sentencing, members of Arbery's family made their case.
The man who killed my son has sat in this courtroom every single day next to his father. I'll never get that chance to sit next to my son ever again.
And Arbery's mother addressed her son directly.
I made a promise to you. Today, I laid you to rest. I told you I love you. And someday, somehow, I would get you justice.
The presiding judge said he'd thought deeply about the case. He even paused in silence for a minute to suggest how long Arbery had been running in fear of his life before he was murdered.
A fraction of the time that Ahmaud Arbery was running in Satilla Shores.
And in rendering his verdict, the judge alluded to the racial fault lines of this community in the Deep South.
I argue that maybe a neighbor is more than the people who just own property around your house. I also believe that in assuming the worst in others, we show our worst character.
Outside the court, Arbery's mother thanked those who supported her family and made reference to one of the most shocking moments of the trial, when one of the prosecutors alleged her son was not a victim, but a criminal, quote, with no socks to cover his dirty toenails.
The long toenails that she brought up in her closing arguments, she failed to mention that Ahmaud was lying there in the middle of the road with a big hole in his chest.
Outside the court, there was celebration at accountability for the murder of a black man by white men in the South.
Too many of them still haven't gotten anybody arrested for killing their child. So this is about all of us saying, no more, no more.
But it should be remembered that in the aftermath of Arbery's killing, the police and local authorities did nothing, accepting the word of those now convicted of murder that Arbery had been up to no good. Only when video evidence was released weeks later did state authorities act. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera.